What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, it's Dr. Will Cole. This podcast is the manifesto for a new breed of health seekers. This is The Art of Being Well. What's up and welcome to The Art of Being Well. I am a leading functional medicine doctor. I get to consult people around the world via webcam, and I'm a New York Times bestselling author. I wrote Intuitive Fasting, The Inflammation Spectrum, and Ketotarian. If you want to learn more about my clinical work, the telehealth center, becoming a patient, we have brand new telehealth patient options now open, and there's tons of free resources there for you as well. You can check it all out at drwillcole.com. That's drwillcole.com. And breaking news, if you haven't heard, I have my fourth book for pre-order right now. This has been my heart and my passion for the past few years, writing it in between consulting patients and obviously doing the podcast. I love what I get to do. I basically never shut up about functional medicine. It's called Gut Feelings, Healing the Shame-Fueled Relationship Between What You Eat and How You Feel. So we're talking about gut and feelings in Gut Feelings, the physiological stuff and the psychological stuff, the physical stuff and the mental, emotional, spiritual stuff. So I'm really excited about it. The exciting research about how things like chronic stress and shame and unresolved trauma and even intergenerational trauma, how these things can impact our nervous system, raising inflammation levels, impacting our gut health, dysregulating our hormones as well. But then conversely, how the gut stuff, the physical stuff can impact our mood. Impact when you're looking at things like leaky gut syndrome or SIBO or chronic infections like mold toxicity or Lyme disease, things that I measure on labs for my patients, how I see those things impacting things like anxiety and depression and brain fog and fatigue. So I'm really pumped about it if you can't tell, but we have tons of free stuff when you pre-order Gut Feelings right now. There's a 3-week mastermind only for people who pre-order the book with myself and a few colleagues and friends of mine, like Dr. Daniel Amen and Dr. Caroline Leaf and Dr. Nicole Lepera, the holistic psychologist, who actually wrote the foreword of the book. So there's lots of other stuff too, but just go to drwillcole.com and go to the Gut Feelings page to see all the information about the pre-order campaign for Gut Feelings. And we're also giving away free signed books whenever you rate and review The Art of Being Well on Apple Podcasts. So no matter when you listen to this episode, every single month, my team and I will be randomly picking winners every month. So you can leave your Apple Podcast review, and then you can leave your Instagram handle in the Apple Podcast review itself and do it that way. Or you can take a screenshot of your Apple Podcast review and message me on Instagram at Dr. Will Cole. And every month, my team and I will be going through the messages on Instagram and the Apple Podcast reviews themselves. I read every single one. Thank you all for the kind words. I really appreciate it. And I'll reach out to you and I'll ask what book you want me to sign and we'll send it out to you. All right, let's get to today's guest. She is a longtime friend of mine and just a brilliant colleague as well. Her name is Dr. Barbara Sturm. She's been on the podcast before, but this is a fresh conversation for your ears only. Dr. Barbara Sturm is a world-renowned aesthetic skin doctor, famous for the signature Sturm Glow. Her skincare approach is inspired by her research into anti-inflammatory medicine and is uniquely non-aggressive. Her range of molecular cosmetic skincare, hair care, and supplements are based on innovations in ingredient science and potent natural extracts that strengthen and improve the skin without attacking it. And if you haven't heard the news, Dr. Barbara Sturm and I have been working on something for the past few years, and it's finally out right now. You're going to learn about it in today's conversation. This is Dr. Barbara Sturm's Art of Being Well. Dr. Barbara Sturm, my friend, we're catching up live right now on the podcast for everybody to hear. How have you been?
Oh my God, so much going on and traveling, working like you. I mean, we're busy people, but we also love it. So every day is a good day and I don't feel like, oh my God, I'm working. It's just fun and enjoyable. And so happiness is anti-inflammatory, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. Happiness is anti-inflammatory. Let's talk all about that. So we've talked about the last time you were on. For people to, for reference, go back and listen to the first episode. One of the first episodes that I had on the podcast was with you. So thanks for being one of my first guests and one of my only repeat guests too. So,
that makes me so very
love you so
honored.
Much. Yeah. So let's talk about inflammation for people. Why should they care about inflammation when it comes to their skin health specifically? Because many people, maybe they don't make that connection. They think, oh yeah, inflammation is not good for my insides, but it's not good for your outside health as well, right?
Exactly. So you know this better than anybody, but you know, good inflammation is also necessary. So we need it for immune response. So it's not that we don't need inflammation, but when inflammation becomes too overpowering, you know, it causes all kinds of problems. And, you know, what you talk a lot about, autoimmune diseases, you know, any form of chronic diseases, cancer, whatever. When it comes to our skin, everything we pretty much don't like about our skin is caused by inflammation. So whether it's aging or hyperpigmentation, rosacea, eczema, name it, breakouts, acne, rosacea, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of inflammation involved. If we think about, you know, acne, often acne comes when you just move in the city, you know, mm-hmm. and you don't know, you're like, you know what? It shouldn't be hormonal, it shouldn't be this, it shouldn't be that. But then, oh my God, pollution. Pollution can cause acne. And lots of people get these city acne caused by pollution, which causes inflammation, stress on the skin, you know?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So what would be your top tips if someone's listening to this right now? It's like, okay, I know I'm surrounded by pollution. I know that I have skin inflammation, maybe accelerated aging, breakouts. What are some first steps you would recommend people to do?
So first of all, you know, inflammation can be caused by so many things. You talk about it all the time, stress, no sleep, diet, you know, not just the outside stressors like pollution. We can't really influence all that much. But when it comes to pollution, you know, and we see the reaction of our skin, first of all, don't put more inflammatory ingredients on your skin. So there's a lot of, you know, especially in the city, you can find all kinds of treatments, you know, whether it's, you know, laser, acid peels, retinate treatments. You go with a problem to a dermatologist and do this acid peel, do this laser. You know, you stress your skin even more and you cause more inflammation. Mm-hmm. So that's not a good thing. So we should always protect and support our skin barrier function, our microbiome, our skin health, also to make our skin more valuable as this functional organ of being protective from outside stresses. And we don't want it to be vulnerable and, you know, immature and not working to protect us from these stressors. And then you should go really into a routine which takes inflammation out of the skin. Like, you know, that's what I created when I thought there was nothing on the market which could help my skin. I created an anti-inflammatory skincare line. And there's one product which I find life-changing for the city. And I recommend it to a lot of people who move there and they get breakouts. It's called anti-pollution drops. Mm-hmm. And those anti-pollution drops not only create the shield against pollution, but also against the AGV light, you know, this light coming from our phones and screens where we are in front of mm-hmm. all the freaking time, you know? So mm-hmm. that is a product which everybody should have. Anti-pollution drops, and I actually talk way too little about it, so I'm glad it's coming up here. Yeah. It's a life change.
I have it by my screen. I'm in telehealth, so I'm looking at a screen 11 plus hours a day. I have the anti-pollution drops right by my desk and apply it throughout the day because it is. People don't realize that the blue light and tech stress that it can put on our skin, it's something to consider.
And it starts with the kids and the teenagers. You know, I put it on Pepper when she has to sit in front of the screen. There's like some anti-pollution drops right by her. And yeah, it starts with the kids. You know, also what I found with the anti-pollution drops, you know, when I was in LA, when all the fires were going on, and I felt like I couldn't keep hydration in my skin. The thing which really helped me were the anti-pollution drops because they locked the hydration in and kept all the, you know, the pollution out.
Absolutely. Did you know that seed oils are a huge problem? They've been linked to widespread health and environmental issues, yet they're in almost everything that we eat. Seed oils are cheap and are found in most restaurants and packaged foods. Read the labels. They are high in inflammatory linoleic acid and high in omega-6 fatty acids. The ratio of the modern American diet, the modern Western diet, is predominantly omega-6, which is really out of balance when you look at it from an ancestral health standpoint. We need proper ratios of omegas 3, 6, and 9, these beneficial polyunsaturated fats. The problem is when it's out of balance and we're super high on these omega-6, that can really be inflammatory for the body. Zero Acre is here to change that. Their cultured oil is an all-purpose cooking oil with over 90% heart-healthy and heat-stable monounsaturated fat. It has more monounsaturated fat than even olive and avocado oils, and up to 10 times less omega-6 fats than olive oil and avocado oils. Cultured oil contains less than 3% of omega-6, while olive oil and avocado oils can contain up to 21% or more. What I also love about this oil is that it has a high smoke point, 485 degrees Fahrenheit, and a clean, neutral taste, making it perfect for everything from cooking and baking to salad dressings. It actually is a one-to-one replacement for all liquid oils, making it really easy to integrate into your life. It's great for frying, roasting, sautéing, stir-frying, baking, dressings, drizzling, and baking. I love it and I recommend it to patients. And since it's made by fermentation, cultured oil has a 10 times smaller environmental footprint than vegetable oils. It uses 85% less land than canola oil and requires 99% less water than olive oil. Zero Acre is offering our listeners free shipping on your first order. Go to zeroacre.com/WillCole or use code WillCole at checkout to claim this deal. That's zeroacre.com/WillCole. zeroacre.com/WillCole.
I've been going mental. I'm losing my mind.
Hi, I'm Eileen Kelly, and I'm the host of Going Mental. After struggling with these incredible highs of a booming career and then the unbelievable lows of losing my mental health, I voluntarily admitted myself to a psychiatric hospital. I ended up staying over 5 months, learning not only how to better manage my symptoms, but also just get my life back on track. So I'm here to say that no matter where you are, you're not alone. On my show, Going Mental, I'm going to be talking to guests about their own mental health journeys, as well as talking to professionals. New episodes every Thursday, and you can find Going Mental on Dear Media anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Going Mental all of the time.
And a lot of what you've educated me on over the years, and so many people that follow your work, is skin barrier function, which we've touched upon. But why is skin barrier function so important? And even you mentioned lasers or quote unquote natural skincare that's still very strong and can be disruptive and irritating to our skin and our skin barrier. Can you talk a little bit about that?
100%. So that is, the skin barrier is our outside shell pretty much of our body, and it consists out of dead skin cells, hydrolipid film, and a microbiome. And exactly, microbiome is on our skin, not just in our gut, it's everywhere in our bodies. and every single, you know, outside area or also inside. But this microbiome really matters. And the microbiome needs a certain pH, and the pH on our skin is slightly acidic. So mm-hmm. if we have a slightly acidic pH in our skin, and we put ingredients, if you wash our skin, for example, with soap, which is very alkaline, yeah, it would already disturb this microbiome, or hot water, or, you know, whatever, acid peels, retin-A, anything which is harsh to our skin disturbs our microbiome, therefore our skin barrier function. Or, you know, if you use a retinol, retin-A, glycolic acid peel, you not only take the dead skin cells off with it, you also take healthy skin cells off with it. And the idea is always like, oh, we accelerate our cell turnover, etc. But, you know, we want valuable cells. You know, cells don't get born as like super mature cells, which can, you know, protect us, you know, and we always cut into it, into the new generation of cells, you know. Mm-hmm. You will never have this amazing functioning skin barrier, which is so important. It's, you know, this is our biggest organ. We have to protect this organ in order to have this organ to protect us too. And, you know, there are dendritic cells right underneath our skin, which communicates with the immune system. So we know, you know, we put estrogen or testosterone on our skin and it communicates with our body. Everything we put on our skin communicates with our system. And that's why it makes absolute sense to know what you put on. And you said correctly, you know, natural organic ingredients are mostly like based on essential oils, and they're quite aggressive. And we always think, oh, organic is great and it should be good to our skin. But, you know, it has a lot of viruses still. It's not really reliable on concentration. It's not all that safe and causes a lot of allergies and broken, damaged skin barrier functions, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're very potent. And people are just not, one, they think because it's natural that it's automatically going to be agreeable to their skin microbiome and their skin health. So you mentioned lasers. Are there any, like, for people that are curious about lasers, are there any lasers you think are better than others? Or do you feel like there's a time and place for lasers, or not so much?
Yeah, I think there's a time and place. You know, these are all trends, you know, and lasers mm-hmm. can be quite good for certain indications. And, you know, you have to have this indication. If you run like every 4, 5, 6 weeks to get lasers done, not a good idea, you know. And there are spas everywhere in the world who, you know, where estheticians offer lasers. And I just think, you know, lasers belongs in the hands of a doctor, which can tell you about the side effects, you know, the disadvantages, the advantages, the aftercare, you know, what happens when you go into the sun, you know. And we think, oh yeah, so we do lasers, laser treatments or retinol treatments or acid treatments, but then we use sunscreen and we're good. But, you know, the sunscreen is to block out the sun, but the HUV light, for example, is same strong short wavelengths, penetrate the skin harsh and really aggressively. So what about those, you know? Mm-hmm. So I see a lot of skin, you know, after those treatments, which are spotty, looks pretty much not alive anymore. I mean, the skin doesn't look all that attractive after. I find, I personally like healthy, dewy, like, you know, functioning skin. And your skin, by the way, looks amazing, Will.
Thank you. Hey, Barbara Sturm.
No, I'm so proud of it. I look at you.
I want to be on one of your Manhattan billboards, Dr. Sturm.
Yes, let's do it. Let's do it. That was fun.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, that's amazing. So, though, you mentioned other things that people do. Retinol and the acid peels, exfoliation. Do you feel, what are your thoughts on those specifically? Are there better for people versions of those? What type of alternatives do you recommend there?
So look, I mean, it's like a huge topic. So if we look at exfoliation, you know, first of all, I would stay away from resurfacing products. If we look at exfoliation, there are three forms of exfoliation. Number one is a mechanical scrub, facial scrub, takes off dead skin cells mechanically. The second one is a enzyme cleanser, which has two enzymes, subtilisin and lipase, which loosen the proteins and the lipids of the cells and take them off super, super gently. And the third form would be an acid peeler on retin-A. And that not only takes off the dead skin cells, but the healthy skin cells. So what you can do with this kind of treatment, you basically take off healthy skin cells, but you go deeper, so you might have an effect on your fine lines and wrinkles. You might have an effect on pigmentation. So you get some benefits. You get this shiny, waxy skin, and your skin obviously is vulnerable. So it bites you in your ass back later, you know, because you're so vulnerable. So you end up with more pigmentation. And I've seen it so many times and so many, I'm not just saying this now, I have seen it in so many cases. So I know. And so also the industry tells you, oh, it accelerates your cell turnover, blah, blah, blah. You know, our human body has 40 to 60 cell turnovers, whereas a turtle has 110 cell turnovers. A turtle gets to live 200 years. So it's a quite life-limiting factor. And I actually, I want my cells to divide healthy and in a long term. And I rather do telomerase activation, which basically keeps cells from dying instead of, you know, getting crazy and like, you know, doing invaluable cell turnovers over and over. So I kind of want to keep my lifespan. That's my approach. And, you know, also if you look at lasers, retina, they cause a lot of inflammation. And I'm an anti-inflammatory doctor, and I would never recommend that. I would never do it to my own skin. There is an exception. So if you have cystic acne, and you know, you tried everything and you changed your diet and your hormones and whatever, and it doesn't go away, you go to your doctor, they will prescribe you Accutane or an ointment. But you know, even for these treatments, you need a good skincare routine before. So always start with your skincare routine, hydrating, anti-inflammatory, et cetera, and then you put the ointment on. So because of these, all these side effects they cause, but that's a good indication for this type of treatments, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what I'm hearing is the dose matters for some of these things. You know, it's not that we're not saying to not exfoliate, but like, for example, I use your enzyme cleanser, and that's an exfoliator,
yes,
right? But it's the gentle one that you're referring to.
It doesn't disturb your skin barrier function. So it basically makes it better because it keeps your ecosystem intact, because you know, when we have dead skin cells, our skin cells go through a cycle, and you know, they end up at dead skin cells, and normally our skin takes care of itself and it just gets shedded off, but not with everybody 100%. So you know, with the use of an enzyme cleanser, you support your own ecosystem in a way and just get off the dead skin cells. Otherwise you probably would end up with, like, you know, some blackheads or you know, some whiteheads eventually. So it's good to once in a while do the enzyme cleanser.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious to get your thoughts on, you know, social media and the beauty world and the skin health world. And there's all these influencers, right, that come out, and they will, as their following gets bigger, there's a lot of influencers that will have their own skincare line that will come out. What are your thoughts on that? Is it because the consumer is kind of disillusioned? They follow these people on social media and they think, okay, this is the right skincare line for me, which may or may not be right for them. So what are your thoughts on what's this sort of influencer driven skincare beauty?
Do you really think people trust influencers to create?
I don't know. I mean, I'm seeing it on my feed and I'm wondering, okay, there's probably a lot of money to behind this. I'm not sure what moves the,
I don't know.
I would hope they would go through a trusted source.
I really think with those kind of products, I think, you know, I mean, maybe I'm old fashioned, but I think you want to, you know, be trusted with what you do. And, you know, if an influencer today sells carpets, tomorrow like t-shirts, and then the next day skincare with a name on it, then I would say, okay, what are you an expert in? And all these things, you know, I mean, like, you are an expert for, you're an expert, I'm an expert, but we're like very, like, you know, focused on
in
on,
our lane.
On things and in our lane. And yeah, we have also all kinds of other ideas, but you know, I know this the best and you know that the best. And this is where we can educate, and we know that it works. So I, in the end, I think it's also about the products. If they work, I mean, maybe people buy it once, but for sure not twice. I don't think. I don't know.
No, I don't know either. I was curious on your thoughts on it. And you know what, too? I think And when I said like in your lane, that's not a negative thing. Like you said, people can have different interests and tastes.
Yeah.
But I think it's one thing to be in, an expert and immerse yourself in knowing it versus, like you said, just slapping your name on it, which I think there's probably a lot of that going on.
Yeah, because, you know, it used to be fragrances, then it became makeup, now it became skincare. You know, I'm just worried about all this trash and all this packaging and, you know, that worries me the most because it's so unnecessary. I mean, like, how many skincare brands? When I started, there was nothing. There was literally nothing. There was La Mer, La Prairie. There was, what did I try before I had my line? Valmont. There were, like, she said, like, but that was it. There wasn't anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like thousands. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. Many of my patients ask me about skin hydration from the outside in and the inside out. Many people ask me what my thoughts are about humidifiers when it comes to supporting healthy skin hydration, as well as sleep and just overall wellness. I think humidifiers can be great. The problem is many traditional models are notorious for being ugly aesthetically, which isn't, you know, it's superficial, but yeah, let's be honest. But also from my standpoint, from a functional medicine side, it also can, they can be moldy and impossible to maintain cleanliness. That's where the Canopy humidifier comes in. It's recommended by leading dermatologists. The Canopy humidifier is a completely reimagined humidifier that elevates your home for the ultimate in skincare and wellness benefits. Canopy's unique features and designs make it the easiest, cleanest humidifier out there. It's truly healthy skin's best kept secret. The Canopy humidifier has clean, no mist moisture that effortlessly hydrates your skin to combat dryness, dullness, and fine lines and wrinkles. Its hassle-free technology inhibits mold growth, and the parts go right into the dishwasher. It's that easy. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy humidifier purchase today with Canopy's filter subscription. Even better, use code WILLCOOL at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. That's getcanopy.co, getcanopy.co. Use code WILLCOOL for that extra discount. Your skin and sleep will thank you. My next partner is Athletic Greens. If you know me, you know that I freaking love my Athletic Greens. I use it myself. I recommend it to patients. All my patients that listen to this show know Dr. Will Cole loves his Athletic Greens. I take AG1 by Athletic Greens every day. It's easy. It's convenient. I love that I know that I'm nourishing my body to support my energy levels, my gut health, all the things that I want to be supporting using this amazing formula. I've seen it be an amazing tool for my patients to support overall improved digestion, support their hair, their skin. It can support sleep, low energy levels. AG1 is so much more than just a greens super powder. It's all your key health products like a multivitamin, minerals, pre and probiotics, and adaptogens, all the things working together as one. It helps your gut health so your whole body can thrive. It's actually made with 75 super high quality vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients. I like that my AG1 is delivered monthly so I don't have to think about it. I also love the travel packs when I'm traveling, especially right now when I'm seeing patients during the week at the telehealth center and then I'm flying on long weekends for different book promo stuff because I'm in the midst of the Gut Feelings book promo. Their travel packs are a game changer because it goes right into my carry-on and my personal item when I'm flying and it's there and I just take, if I'm gone for 3 or 4 days, then I'll take 3 or 4 packets of Athletic Greens. So if you want to take ownership of your health, today is a good time to start. Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and also 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/WillCole. That's athleticgreens.com/WillCole. Check it out. A lot of people don't know. I know this, but I'd love for you to share how you got your start in the sort of research space beforehand. Tell us about that, like what you were researching and then how that informed you in really wanting to immerse yourself in skincare.
Yeah, you see, I didn't start out my life as a beauty junkie. I was definitely a tomboy, but I was like super interested in medicine and helping people. And that was my destination from when I was 4 years old. So I really was going for studying medicine, and I wanted to become a children's doctor, but then I had Charlie. So that really, I couldn't do it anymore. And I went into orthopedics, where I did my doctor study on professional ski racers, which was quite fun. I always tried to combine fun and work. And so I was stuck in the orthopedics, but luckily with a group of scientists who, especially from Harvard and Pittsburgh, and orthopedic doctors who I helped pioneering this treatment where you take the blood from a patient, process it in a certain way, create anti-inflammatory proteins, anti-interleukin-1, and re-inject those into the joints to bring down inflammation and stop the ongoing process of aging. So inflammation, aging go super, super close together. So that was mind-blowing to me. Also, what was mind-blowing to me, that you could just come up with a treatment. You know, you didn't have to accept what was on the medical market. Just come up with something super new and you bring it to the patient. And I was blown away by it. I was so young. I was 27. And so I started at one point injecting, like a year later, so injecting Botox and fillers, which nobody did at the time either. And that I liked a lot because I'm also like an artsy person, and I love doing it. And I translated the knowledge from the orthopedics into the skin, and I created what you know today as a vampire facial, blood facial, PRP. So that was my invention like 20 years ago. This is how I started. And then I became so... cocky, that I thought, because I couldn't find the cream which helped my skin, I said, you know what, I make a gene cream. So you become like this enthusiastic, pioneering kind of like scientist. And I loved it. So I started creating products. Yeah.
And one of your early products, which you could still, correct me if I'm wrong, you still, I think, can get it in your spas and around the world, but the sort of PRP, your make your own ointment or serum from your own blood, correct?
Yeah, I think, you know, I started this, you know, trend of individualized skincare, which I think makes total sense. And, you know, there's something coming I'm working on right now, which is actually very exciting. But I think this really saved my skin from day one of using. And that's, mm-hmm. you know, that's something you can expect from all my products. When you mm-hmm. use my products, you can expect a skin transformation from mm-hmm. day one. I promise that. And everybody who doesn't think so, they can send me the products back.
So, I mean, can you share anything? Like, what do you have? Obviously,
no,
we're going to talk
about
something.
I share this with you offline.
Okay. I'll talk about offline. But I know what we can't share right now is something that you and I mean, first of all, I'm such a fan of you professionally, but also love you personally as a friend. Mm. When you reached out to me and said, hey, do you want to collaborate on this intermittent fasting project? I, of course, didn't. It was like right away. Yes, absolutely. So I'll let you share the news and then let's talk about it. So we have something special about intermittent fasting specifically, but also intermittent fasting and our skin health specifically.
Yes.
Want to share the news?
So, you know, I was always like very excited about science, as I told you. And so when I did all the science for skincare, I thought it's not just for skin, it's for my entire body. So I started doing supplements with all the science, telomerase activating, anti-inflammatory science, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I was really all into creating from the inside and out. And Will and I, you know, Will is the, you know, is the guru of everything intermittent fasting. And, you know, this is one of the most proven anti-aging, you know, components, what we can do treatments. And it's so easy to do. And it's so, you know, fantastic calorie restriction, you know, in certain areas. So our body can basically rejuvenate and get all the telomerase to work, et cetera, et cetera. And we can also talk about rejuvenation of skin shortly. But so we said, you know, why not having a supplement for intermittent fasting? Because in these, and you can explain it so much better than me, in these, you know, hours where we don't eat, this also there's a lack of, you know, all kinds of, like, how do you say, trace electrolytes, minerals, yes. trace, how do you say it? Trace elements. Yeah. So yeah. we thought we need to supplement those things, especially for mm-hmm. those who do like serious intermittent fasting. And maybe you want to talk about it, but I'm just, mm-hmm. you know, I'm just excited because nobody has thought about it. And it's just an important, you probably yeah. have thought about it and you have given yeah. other supplements for that matter, but now you have your own, we have our own.
Yeah.
Much
we
better.
Put it all together for them because I think that people went here for this and this for that and this for that. And the people always ask what the dosages should be, how much they should do. We took the guesswork out of it with this. And to speak on, you know, to piggyback on what you said, I think many people want to get in on all the science-backed benefits of intermittent fasting, like the autophagy benefits, because it's the cellular recycling, your anti-accelerated aging pathways, and the lowered inflammation support, the modulation of your gut, which is influences through the gut-skin axis. You can support your gut health, which will lower the skin inflammation, but also improve digestion and improve your immune system and metabolism and become more of a fat burner, all these amazing benefits. But the problem is with fasting, sometimes, as you mentioned, the inflammation will be lowered, the fluid, the extra inflammation that would be leaving the body, as when the inflammation leaves, it can throw off electrolytes like sodium, potassium, magnesium, as well as these trace minerals that you mentioned, which can impact fatigue and brain fog and hangriness and cravings and really make fasting not very productive and kind of miserable. So it's an easy fix if you know what dose you should be doing and how you should be doing it. So it's a whole fasting set. It comes in this, of course, it's from Dr. Barbara Sturm. So it comes in a chic black box, but you have all the supplements in it. You have an omega fatty acid for your brain health and your skin health. You have the trace minerals, you have the electrolytes. You have all of this in the one set, which I'm
open
super
it.
Pumped.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll open it for people. So people that are listening to this, they can't see this, but I'm opening up the black box. But yeah, they have the individual supplements in here. They have a magnesium for the evening, which I have to say, when I look at labs, magnesium deficiency is ubiquitous and it impacts people's sleep. They have like cramping, they have sleep problems when they're doing intermittent fasting. This fixes that because you're replenishing your body. So you can get in all the amazing benefits without falling prey to these potential pitfalls of doing intermittent fasting in a way that won't serve you long term, which I'm so excited for people to try this.
It's so cool. And, you know, maybe want to say all these boxes, and that's why they look a little funky. They're all 100% degradable. So they're biodegradable. They're not disturbing the, you know, our planet. It's just they diffuse into the ground. So
yeah,
it's made out of mushrooms.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's made out of mushrooms.
Yeah.
So you guys handled all of the tech stuff as far as the packaging is concerned. I just dealt with the formula, the formula
you
side
did the
of
whole,
things.
You did the whole major work putting this formula together. So I wouldn't have done it without you. You know, you like the guru on it. You know how to talk about it. This is your, you know, specialty. You wrote this amazing book about it. And, you know, if you need a guideline how to do it, has so many health benefits and anti-aging benefits, just read the book and just like, you know, become an expert. I always think, you know, when I read, I become an expert in that thing, what I read, because I'm just gobbling it up and it's so interesting. And I feel mm-hmm. like these days, lots of people are like us and reading and want to know, and they're so mm-hmm. curious. I love that about, you know, our times now.
Absolutely. And something that I, in developing this with you and meetings with the Sturm team, and something that I really hope everybody gets with this, whether you're intermittent fasting or not, if you're active or if you are going through a stressful time in your life or just busy, these things help your body's adaptation to stress.
Yeah.
So fasting is a hormetic effect, right? It's a good stress. That's where you get all the autophagy, cellular renewal benefits. But these things help mitigate that to sort of allow your body to thrive in that state to really facilitate these important cellular renewal pathways. But let's just say somebody's not even fasting. I hope people know, like, you don't have to fast to be taking
yeah.
trace minerals and these
no,
essential
great.
Elements that are needed.
Yeah, if you do a lot of sports, for example, yeah, or if you've been sick, that's a good replacer for after being sick. I mean, you can take this all the time. It's not just, yeah. says intermittent fasting, because it's so great to do an intermittent fasting supplement. I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, me too. But I always think of Paracelsus. He was from Switzerland in the late 1400s, early 1500s. He called fasting the physician within, which I think is an eloquent, beautiful way to think about it. It's this inner doctor that you can tap into when you give your body the chance to do so. Because many people are always eating, always snacking, and they're never giving their gut, brain, immune system a break to actually work on these cellular renewal pathways.
I never snack because people always ask me, what do you eat? What do you eat in my, you know, and they ask my assistants, you know, like, and I'm eating so much, but I eat my meals, you know, I eat my meals. I'm not looking at calories. I'm not looking at, you know, what it is I'm eating. Like, yeah, obviously I don't eat meat or fish or like, but I like good food. So I eat and I love food, but I do not snack. I just never, this was never my thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people around me, they're snacking. But what do you think about it?
Yeah, it's. I think look, there are better for you snacks, and you know, I think it's fine to snack if you want to enjoy it. But I think the compulsion or quote unquote need to snack, or you're going to get hangry, right? Or fatigued, or irritable, or have blood sugar problems. Yeah, it's a sign that there's metabolic inflexibility. You're metabolically rigid, and you're on this sort of blood sugar roller coaster. And that's the reason why some people should consider intermittent fasting, because it's a tool within your toolbox to support metabolic flexibility. So you can go longer without eating and snacking, not because it's some restrictive, arduous protocol, but because your metabolism is more flexible and your body can burn fat for fuel and be more fat adapted. So fasting's the analogy that I use fasting. It's kind of like a proverbial yoga class for your metabolism. It's allowing your metabolism to be more flexible, which you could be a sugar burner and a fat burner and not just bound by that sugar burning, hangry cravings. So, and it's a great tool for skin health. I mean, it's because you're lowering inflammation, supporting your gut skin axis. It is a repairing process for your skin health too, not just the insides that we're benefit from, which is certainly exciting, but it's also our skin health as well. Do you have any, like for you personally, what are some of your pro tips for intermittent fasting? Any things that what do you do personally?
I mean, like, you know, I prefer dinner canceling actually.
But I like that.
Yeah, that's not always, you know, possible because I'm traveling and, you know, I have to do events. But often I, you know, when I'm here at home, then I just, you know, go to bed with Pepper and, you know, I'm eating super early. And I like that a lot because also dinner canceling, I think, is even more effective for our rejuvenation process during the night, you know, for growth hormones, for telomerase activation, for all of this. But that's not always so easy. So I definitely, I skip breakfast. I have a coffee and I eat lunch and dinner, or I eat, you know, breakfast and lunch. So but if I can do it, I also sometimes eat all three meals. So it really depends. Then I have a late breakfast, a lunch and a dinner, but that just comes automatically. It's, you know, maybe also how you're used to it. I'm just not feeling like food. Also, I like to work out in the morning. You know, it's not good workout if you have, you know, already like a big breakfast in, but yeah, as I said, I don't snack. But I love food. And I also, you know, I shouldn't say that, but I also love dessert. So it's not, I don't exclude myself but I have a healthy diet. I eat mostly vegetable. Mm-hmm. Mostly vegetable.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. My friend, I'd love to pick your brain about a few things within wellness too. That, as you know, the podcast is called The Art of Being Well. This is your art of being well. This is Dr. Barbara Sturm's art of being well. I'm going to just throw out a few questions. I'm curious to hear your answer. First question is, what's the worst tasting healthy food that you still eat? Not because it tastes good, it tastes horrible, but it's good for you. So you know the science behind the health benefits of it.
I would say this goes more in the direction of supplementation. So yeah, I have this thing you take sublingual, it's curcumin, and it's just like, you know, and then I have a powder which is like a brain support thing. And it's really, but I do it anyway. So if it comes to food, I'm not really all that, you know, I'm very picky with my food. I really like good tasting food. I wouldn't have Lebertran or anything. I don't know. What is Lebertran? Livertran? How do you say this?
Like a liver organ meats?
Yeah, no, that they used to, that was like a kind of a medicine in the Middle Age. I don't know.
I don't know, but we'll have to look it up.
I will look it up.
Or some medieval.
What is your medieval food you eat?
That doesn't taste good? Ugh, that's a tough question for me. That's funny. I don't, speaking of organ meats, I guess it would be that. Like I eat, I'm kind of an omnivore in that way, but I'll have organ meats occasionally and I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it. Mm. But it's very mineral rich.
Yeah.
It's a good source of iron, vitamin A.
All you that do stuff. It.
I do. I have to grit my teeth and bear it. What's ideally out of anything in the world, what's your ideal dream vacation, Dr. Sturm?
Oh, I'm more active. So I hardly can sit still. I know that's not a good thing. You know, we have to be able to, you know, do nothing. I'm really bad in this. So my dream vacation is still like, you know, whether I'm on the ocean and I swim and I wakeboard and I do all these kind of things, or, you know, I'm in the mountains and ski and hike and skin and whatever this is. So, you know, also I have like an 8-year-old. It's like, yeah, you know, what can I do? I'm not lying on the beach. It's not in me.
So what's your favorite place to be active and travel? If you had to pick ideally like the destination in the world, what would you pick?
Yeah, as I said, the mountains. I love the mountains. I even love the mountains in the summer. It's beautiful, or in autumn.
So are we talking Switzerland or?
Yeah, it could be any month. Switzerland in particular, or the Alps as, you know, a destination. The Alps are beautiful. I love them. And picking mushrooms in autumn or skiing in winter or whatever it is. I love snow. I love, 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 love snow. I grew up in snow. This for me is everything. And, you know, in summer, you know, we like to go to Positano a lot, you know, because it's just beautiful. And I like the Mediterranean. And, you know, that's the only place where I eat Italian food, like pasta, pizza, everything. It's just so good there. I don't eat it anywhere else in the world. This is another thing, you know, you eat the food where it's local and not where it's artificial. I also like to follow this kind of idea.
Yeah, absolutely. I see patients all the time able to, I don't want to say get away with, but they don't have inflammatory reactions to foods in Europe versus the States, right? They could never have like all the pizza and pasta here.
No, in the States, I have Europe. Always stomach issues, always, you know? And like, And you know, no matter where you do the grocery shopping or if you cook the same thing, it's always a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. And I think that's a larger conversation of glyphosate use probably and the hybridization, genetic modification, even though it is not just in the States, it's in other countries, but it's so much higher and in bigger concentrations here in the United States. If you had to eat one food for the rest of your life, regardless of health benefits, purely on taste alone, what would that food be for you?
That's tartatin for sure. I love tartatin with vanilla ice cream. That's probably what I would eat.
Nice. Where do you get it at?
Oh, you can make it. But you know, the best ones are in France. You get the best one in France. And any bistro can probably make super good tartatin. It's very hard to make, but the French know how.
if here's a question for you. If you were able to live to the age of 100 and keep either the mind or the body of a 30-year-old for the last 70 years of your life, which would you want?
The mind of a 30-year-old? I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't want the mind of a 30-year-old. So I take the body because I would want the mind of a older person because that's way more attractive.
I hear you. My initial thought was to say, okay, I'd be able-bodied, but I think you're right, to be able-bodied, but still have a sharp mind, but have the wisdom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we're working on so many things to prevent from Alzheimer. And, you know, this is hard, you know, very much connected also with inflammation, but also with other things. I think, you know, we can, you know, I'm working on so many things in the longevity area, and we have to share that in one of the next episodes. But there are so many things you can do to prevent from, you know, all these diseases further on in your life. And that's what we need to do now. We need to start with that now. And then, you know, you will have a sharp mind and a wisdom and not, you know, losing your memory. And, you know, losing your memory with Alzheimer's, that's just, you know, that's basically, you know, your synapses not being able to communicate anymore. And this has to do with your extracellular thickness of your extracellular fluid, you know, because it thickens. And you can change that. You can modify it. You know, there are ways. It's not that you lose your entire memory. It's not, if you reactivate those synapses, you can fix it, or you prevent it from happening. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And look, I mean, I'm excited to hear what you have in store to support longevity ongoing. And it's kind of beautiful in a way. I didn't really know that, but to think the intermittent fasting is such a great, if you talk to any longevity researcher, one of their top three things is going to be intermittent fasting to support longevity. So this is the fact that we have this intermittent fasting supplement set from Dr. Sturm, Barbara Sturm's line. It's a great way to support longevity. And before we go, I'll go through the protocol for everybody. Next question. What's your favorite restaurant in the world? Keep talking about food, but what's your favorite restaurant in the world? And what do you order when you are there?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Now you got me. That is so difficult. This is so difficult. Oh, you know, one amazing restaurant. I don't know. I couldn't tip a favorite, but it's called Kai and it's in London, and we cannot send everybody there because then we don't get a table there anymore. It's a one-star Chinese restaurant. It's the most amazing food. It's really great. It's in Mayfair. I love it.
Love it. What do you order there when you're there?
I order the wasabi prawns, things I normally never eat. You can also, you know, I started actually ordering the vegan version. They have the vegan version. So the wasabi vegan version. I still love the Chilean sea bass. They have the roasted Chilean sea bass with the chickpeas. And they have it with like crispy and some salmon in it. This is really the only place where I still eat some fish because I'm really off the fish. I mean, like what you read and what's up with our fish these days, it's just not a good thing to eat.
Yeah, the environmental.
Do you still eat fish?
Yeah, I still eat fish, but I'm picky about it. So yeah. I will do brands that are third-party tested for mercury, the Environmental Working Group, other organizations that provide the latest data on the cleanest fish with the highest amount of omega fats.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. That's the only way to do it. What's the weirdest wellness thing that you are willing to admit on a podcast that you've done?
You know, I don't even think it's all that weird, but, you know, I like doing something called earthing, you know, or electromagnetic fields. And this is something, you know, if you would, you know, you walk barefoot in the summer as much as you can. You can also lie on the grass, look into the sky. It's very good for your body to get, you know, electromagnetic fields. And I actually have a mat here. Should I show you? I show you.
Yeah, show me.
A mat here.
Okay, she's showing. She's going to get the mat for us, everybody.
This is a mat. You can actually sleep on it. But I noticed that my sleep is, that's why I took it off my bed. I noticed that my sleep, that I wake up in the middle of the night. So I only do it an hour a day or something when I work or something, I lie on it. But that is so good for you. Do you do this?
I love it. Yeah, I do. I have a PEMF mat. Is that what that is? A PEMF mat?
Yes, it's, you know, in German, it's Kleinische Felder, but it's, it's like that.
I love it. So it's very supportive of our nervous system and calming pathways in the body. Yeah, it is great. It's like the next best thing, I think, to like actually being out in nature, right? And like laying down, which is obviously wonderful and part of your life too. But this is great because you can sleep in your house and really be supportive of these mechanisms.
It's good for it's also good for circulation. And, you know, my dad had a stroke, you know, and I think, you know, also because, you know, maybe post-COVID, lots of people getting strokes. My dad got one. And so I have him sleep on that as well.
How's he doing?
Oh, he's good. He's good. He's good. But you know what he has? It's so weird. He's super sporty and it's like, you know, he's such a good posture, but he has high blood sugar. And and so I wanted to put him on this thing where we can measure this barrier.
Yeah. You know, this very continuous glucose monitor. Yeah.
Yeah. So we want to monitor it for a little bit to see what spikes the glucoses and, you know, what makes it like balanced. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's a good idea?
I think it would be great. Yeah. A CGM, you know what we could do? We should put your dad on the Dr. Barbara Sturm intermittent fasting protocol and track it on a CGM too. And
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I would do it.
Hey, we know. I mean, all the doctors that listen to the podcast will know, or any healthcare professional, family members are sometimes the worst patients because they don't want to listen to us.
I keep telling my dad, you know, take your blood pressure pill right when you wake up. And then, you know, we measure blood pressure and all this kind of stuff. And then he said, how's your blood pressure? And he's like, 145 to 88. And I'm like, when did you take your pill? When you got up? No. Just like, you have to just like be taking them on the hand and just like, oh my God. But other than this, it's quite good with this medication. But it's another thing, you know, we get trained in the medical school with the idea you have a problem and you give medication. And I just don't like it, you know? And my dad has nothing wrong with his heart, but he has a high homocysteine. And we're trying to fix the high homocysteine now because that's the only reason why he has high blood pressure. He shouldn't be taking all this medication, you know? Mm-hmm. Just have to fix the constriction of the vessels. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have to talk. We have to talk. Deeper conversation.
I'll text you offline. But you know what? And also, too, to get the homocysteine down, the vitamin trace element mineral mix, when this is out into the world, we can give it to your dad, too.
Yes.
Because it has some methylation support, it has B12 in it, it has other B vitamins that will be supportive of recycling that homocysteine into methionine and get that down.
Exactly.
We'll talk. We'll talk about it.
I can't believe I don't have it here yet.
I know. Well, hey. We have to wait. We have to wait too. Oh my! What's a book that you've read in the past year? It could be fiction or nonfiction that has really got you thinking in a new way.
I always read Krishnamurti. He's a philosopher who lived. You know, he died in the 70s, but he's fantastic. I will send you this book, "Freedom from the Known."
Mm.
Very interesting. But what I read lately was The Law of Resonances. I'm totally into resonances. Oh, I actually have a resonance flute here. Let me show you.
What will you play?
It brings out the resonance of love.
I love that.
It's so cool. You can hang it around your neck. Blah, blah. So I have that. So resonances to me are so healing. And, you know, you're so connected. You know, it's all scientifically proven how resonances, you know, can be healing, direct your, you know, connection with people, you know, like DNA, for example, you know, it's all in there. You know, they did a test with kittens. They took kittens away from their mother. The mother was in England, the kittens in South America, and they still would communicate. It was crazy. So
wow.
I do resonance therapy, you know, bioresonance. And I just love
that.
This. Yeah.
And yeah, the field that I'm aware of within that is like, I think it's referred to as psychoacoustics, right? It's like looking at the physics of sound and the psychology of sound I've been going down research rabbit holes of the ancient civilizations, how they kind of knew this, like the ancient Egyptians using sound and vibration and resonance to actually do a lot of things, technology. And I think one of the quotes was, you know, what we call magic throughout history was science that didn't have an explanation for it.
Yeah.
And I think that now science is catching up with antiquity, that a lot of things that ancient civilizations knew ancestrally, it worked, as we know the pathways and mechanisms. And we're just scratching the surface on the science of sound and resonance.
We worked with musical scientists on an anti-inflammatory sound called the Sturm sounds. It's amazing. You can get it on Spotify, or you can, you know, download or an Apple or whatever, you know, anti-inflammatory sounds. And it's amazing what they do to you. And, you know, we all react to music, you know, and sounds and, you know, certain resonances. And that is fantastic. You should try that.
Yeah, I didn't know about that. Of course. I mean, look,
you know, we do so many things. We don't even talk about it all the time.
Sturm sounds. I have to check that out on Spotify for sure. So, I mean, this fasting protocol that people are going to get. It comes in this beautiful kit. There are the electrolytes, these omega-3, there's the magnesium, and then there's the vitamin trace mineral mix. So the way that I would do it for myself, I would have the electrolytes in the morning and the afternoon. You really could do two servings of that. You could do the vitamin trace mineral mix in the morning as well. The omegas you could do morning or lunchtime, and then the magnesium in the evening. Mm-hmm. That's the way that I would do it. But it all comes in one kit, so you don't have to get them separately.
Did we put, I wanted to put in like the whole menu, how to do intermittent fasting. It's in there, no?
I think there's going to be a QR code.
Yeah.
And so, we'll have resources. We'll have resources online for people
who haven't done intermittent fasting, you know, and now want to get into it and they want to get the vitamins, but also the, you know, the manuals to how to do it. So nobody better to teach you that than Dr. Will Cole. I would trust that guy.
Yeah, he's okay. He's okay. So I'm working with your team. We're going to get them a protocol to follow along with it. They can obviously get intuitive fasting to go along with it as well, the book. So my friend, where can people go to learn about what we're talking about, all the other exciting things that you have going on?
I mean, like, obviously, you know, our website, Instagram, YouTube, I don't even know. I'm always creating content and then it goes anywhere. But we also started a podcast where we did an episode, you know, which is just hard to handle everything the same time because we're doing 1,000 things. So we're waiting to put this all together to bring it out into the world. So I want to do more of it because I just love it. I love to talk to my scientist friends like you and, you know, bring education out. And we've done a lot of masterclasses, Skin School. They're all on YouTube. So there's a lot of learning material. And what's coming out and what's coming soon, you know, I developed a lot of products. And there are a few really cool things coming also for the body and always like in my kitchen, Willy Wonka.
in your kitchen and your lab.
In my lab.
Mixing
and doing. It's fascinating and fun, but I also really think more broadly. It's not just about having good skincare products. It's also about, you know, to learn how to deal with your body and listen to your body. You know, our body tells us, you know, everything we need to know. If we just listen to it, it communicates with us and mm-hmm. we can make it better for our body. And you really, whatever you put in has absolute importance and absolute effect on our further life. So whatever it is we do, we just have to know so we can make the best choices for us.
Yeah, very well said. My friend, thank you so much. Come back
you.
On the podcast anytime.
Don't call me, okay?
Okay.
Because you're the best.
Thanks again for listening to The Art of Being Well. If you have a chance, please rate and review the podcast here. And if you like what you're hearing, hit follow and pass it along to a friend. To see more, head to drwillcole.com/podcast. I'll be back every Monday and Thursday, and I hope you will too. Talk soon.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.